Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I wrote something down and I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm so excited about it. You'll hear it again and again. I saw something as I began to get into this and meditate on this and pray about this. I knew it, but I didn't know it like I know it now. And I wrote it down. The devil fears the church. Oh, I don't think you know fully what I just said. I mean, he is terrified of the church. He doesn't want anybody to know this. Too late. He doesn't want anybody to know this, but he is terrified of the church. Why? It has already been declared by the head of the church that nothing that he has can stop us. Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, has already decreed and declared that the gates of hell shall not prevail. Nothing the devil can do can stop us, can hold us back, can hold us down, nor overpower us. Jesus said it. His word cannot fail. The devil knows this. I saw this. I'm going to read this to you now. I saw this and I wrote it down. Panic overwhelms him, the devil, at the thought of what the entire body of Christ could rise up together and do in the earth. When he thinks about what the entire church of the Lord, the entire body of Christ, could rise up together and do in the earth, panic overwhelms him. Does that bear witness with you? So, what does he do? He works nonstop to split us, to divide us, to keep us ignorant or confused about who we are or what we can do. Because he fears us. He fears us. When he thinks about the body of Christ, the church of the Lord, raising up as one man in the earth and what God could do through us, panic, waves of panic come over him. The devil has a panic attack. He's the Lord of fear. Has he sown fear? Do you reap what you sow? Waves of panic come over him when he thinks about and realizes what the church of the Lord could rise up together and do in the earth and do with him. What could we do? We could shut him down. We could push him out of every nook and cranny and stop his operations and maneuvers. And it would be like there was no devil. He'd still be here, but he'd be like behind a plate glass looking in, not able to manifest, not able to do anything. And he's a control freak. And for him to have no control and no ability to manifest, panic just overwhelms him. That's why Jesus prayed that we would be one. Huh? Why? Because only as one can we do what he's called the church to do. Go to Ephesians and look at this. Y'all have any witness about this direction?
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Ephesians. Did I tell you where?
No.
Did you pick it up? I'm so excited I lost my place here. Did you get that picture of the enemy being afraid? Do you believe that? Man, the tables are turning. See, his whole deal is deception, keeping believers scared. And when he loses that, and we realize he's scared of us, things are going to change. I said, things are going to change. Instead of us going, oh, I think they have a spirit. Oh, I think a witch moved into my apartment building. Oh, God, y'all pray. Oh, y'all pray. Pitiful. It means the church don't know who they are. They're afraid of us.
Yes.
We got no reason to be afraid of them unless we want to live like them and believe the stuff that they believe. How can you curse whom God has blessed? The scripture said, if we obey him and we live for the Lord, we should have no fear of any work of darkness. We should know they're afraid of us, because we have, Jesus said, all authority, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Now you go in my name. You cast out devils. You lay hands on the sick. In my name. The devil is scared. Started to say spitless. So I did. Scared spitless of the church. I mean, I knew it, but I didn't know it like I know it now. I saw it. I saw it. The Bible said, resist the devil and he will backtalk you. He will backhand you. He will slap you and say, I'm the devil. Don't mess with me. No, resist the devil. I'm reading the Bible now. Resist the devil and didn't say he would get his stuff and get ready and go. No, he will flee. Flee. You know what flee means? Flee means run like you are scared out of your wits. To run from as in terror. Why hadn't we got? He's afraid of us. He's afraid of us. He's particularly afraid of all of us together. That's what causes the panic attack to hit him. One believer's one thing, but all of us hooking up together, us realizing what we can do together in the earth, that's what causes the panic attack to hit him. Said out loud, he's scared of us. The devil and all his cohorts are scared of us. Believe it. Well, then you shouldn't be scared of them. The Lord, Colossians says, has delivered us from all the power of darkness. That's all the power, all the control, all the authority. Did he do it? Did Jesus, by partaking of flesh and blood, did Hebrews say he destroyed him that had the power of death? Did he do it?
Yes,
he did. And he rose up triumphant over death and he said, I got the keys. I got the keys. And here he said, I'm going to give you the keys.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm getting happy about this. I've got the keys of death and of hell. He said, I'm going to build my church on this, on Christ, the solid rock, the Messiah, the anointed one, and this revelation, I'm going to build my church. And I'm going to know what he does is forever. I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell, the authority of Hades and the devil and darkness will not be able to overpower it, will not be able to stop and deter it, and will not be able to keep it from coming through. Every one of those things. Say it out loud, we're coming over. We're coming through. Look out, devil. We're coming through. That's in your own personal life. That's with your family and your community. In the world, in the earth. Ephesians 4. Some say, y'all just worked up. Yes, we are. And we make no apologies for it. But it's not based on hype. It's based on truth. Eternal truth. You know, the disciples were one of the first to discover this. Jesus had been casting out spirits and commanding diseases to leave and speaking to wind and waves. He had been doing it. His disciples followed him around. And if you remember reading in Matthew 10 or Luke 9, he called a staff meeting. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
And he looked at them. He said, I give you power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of sickness and every kind of disease. Now you go. And I'm sure after he said that, I mean, they just been following him around, watching him. And I'm sure after he said that, they probably looked at one another and thought, did he say what I thought he said? Did he mean that? But then they went out and acted on it. And you remember then they came in ecstatic and excited. They said, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through your name. He said, yeah, I saw Satan fall like lightning. He said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing will be able to hurt you. Glory to God. That's the glorious church. That's the church empowered. The church authorized. The church against which the gates of hell cannot, shall not prevail.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me